bottom of the Amud. We learned yesterday in the Braisa, Kol Mitzvah Shenemra Bnei Noach, Venishnas B'Sinai, any mitzvah that was said in Bnei Noach, and it was repeated over in Sinai, Lazel, Lazel Nemra. So they're both Mechuyiv, Sai Bnei Noach and Sai Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara of Mila, Shenemra Bnei Noach, it was said before Matan Torah, like we all know. The Chsev, it says in Pasuk, Va'ata es berisi tishmar, and v'nishnis b'sinai, and is repeated over in Sinai. As it says, V'yayim ha'shmini yima limar. So, Bris Mila was both. Was... Yeah, you should keep it. Ata v'zaracha, achracha l'daroisam. But yeah, but that was only the Abraham Avinu.
The seven of Abraham.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. So, Bekitzer. So again, it says Bnei Noach. It says that it was given over before Sinai, and then Venishas B'Sinai it was given over after Sinai, like it says V'yem Hashmini Yima Yima, and still Li Yisrael Namra V'Leil Bnei Noach. It was given over to the Yidden. Today, it's not part of the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach that a guy should go ahead and do Mila. So why not? We learned yesterday that if something was said before Har Sinai and it was repeated after Har Sinai, everyone's mechayev to do it. Sai Bnei Noach and Sai the Yidden. And for the Gemara, Hahu Lemishu Shabbos with the Asa. The second pasuk is coming to tell you that even on Shabbos you mechayev to do Bris Mila. Like it says, B'yayim Vafilu B'Shabbos. So let's just think this out.
So it was never Nishnas.
Right, so it's not Nishnas. It's not really a second pasuk. So let's think this through. There's two psukim. There's one pasuk that was said by Noach. Before Har Sinai. That was on Shabbos, not Shabbos. There was no Shabbos then, right?
Right. So it was
There's no Shabbos, right? Shabbos was given in Mar, much later.
So then you didn't
You didn't need a pasuk.
For Shabbos.
For Shabbos. So now the second pasuk. So really, what happened between Mara and Mara was when Shabbos was given.
Yeah.
How much before Sinai was that?
Between Mara and Matan Torah.
How much before Sinai was that? Five, 6 weeks. Yeah, right? A month. Okay. So what was that? Those 5-6 weeks, they didn't do on Shabbos, and then Har Sinai came and said to do on Shabbos.
You don't know what, maybe the TV when they got Shabbos wasn't written yet, so it could be, Mila was there allowed to on Shabbos, it was said so. The whole Tavar Shabbos
we're coming to say that.
In Mara, there wasn't the whole Tavar Shabbos, only part.
Okay, no.
So it could be they were told that they were allowed to do it. We don't know what it doesn't say in the Torah what they would give, how much of Shabbos is given. The Mark could be that we're told that they
parts of it, parts of it. Don't be a chiddush.
Yeah, but then why do we need to pasuk later?
No,
because then one was given.
Yeah, okay, fine. So therefore, the Gemara is telling you that it's not like there's two psukim. So there's only one pasuk. It's not like there's a pasuk beforehand and a pasuk afterwards. There's only one pasuk. And yesterday in the Braisa, when there's only one pasuk that was said before Har Sinai, then once Har Sinai came about, the Goyim, it left the Goyim, right, and it went to the Yidden. So that's why Mila is only by the Yidden.
So you're saying it wasn't repeated twice?
It was, but the second time was repeated for a different reason, to teach you that you should even do it on Shabbos. So it wasn't repeated for it itself, so therefore, Bnei Noach lost.
They lost.
Next. V'yipir v'yibir. Is a mitzvah to have children. Shenemra l'bnei Noach, was said to Bnei Noach, d'chsev, like it says, v'atam p'ruvu, this was said in Bereishis, before Har Sinai, and v'nishis b'sinai, and it was repeated by Sinai. Where do you know, where was Sinai? It says, lecha mai lahem, shvu lachem la'alecha. Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidden to return to their houses. What does that mean? That means 3 days before, they weren't allowed to have tashmish with their wives. That's separate. Matan Torah, that's separate. So then, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, after Matan Torah, okay, go back to your wives. What was he telling them that for? The answer is because he was telling them that, no, Now you have a mitzvah, pay for Yibya. So obviously, so we have two mitzvahs. We have one that was said by Bnei Noach, and one that was said by Matan Torah, and still the Yisrael Nem of Leila Bnei Noach, who was said to the Yidden, they're not the Bnei Noach. So here, this is not like the Braisa. L'chayre, it should be done, the Bnei Noach should also be Mechayiv in this mitzvah. Zakhtar Mar, no, ahu, that pasuk.
And we know they're not.
Right, we know they're not mechuyev in period. We said that's not part of the Shabbat mitzvahs. And the Gemara, who lechal dava Shabbat minyan, tzarech minyan achal atiru da'asa. That's coming to teach you another din. There's a said in Shas that if there's a chash of a bezin that made up something, then you need the same chash of a bezin to reach, to, if you want to be chayze from it, if you want to retract from it, you need the same chash of a bezin. So over there, that's what's coming to teach you. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, not to, now that you usher with your wives. You should separate from your wives. So we need the same Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us that now you're mutter. Without that, they would have to say separate from the wives the rest of the life. He's asking a very good question. He's asking like the whole Issa was only for 3 days.
Did he say that for 3 days, or did they not know?
I mean,
like this is saying that they didn't know. They just said separate from your wives, done. Madan Tori, do they know 3 days ahead of time? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, no, you're saying very good. You explained this question very good. He's asking, so the problem is like this. It says in Pasuk, Hayu nechayim l'shleishas yamim. It says 3 days only. So once it says 3 days, then you should know the fourth day.
Go back.
Yeah, but you don't need any tzivu. So what do you say, Rabbi Mazda?
Rashi answers it. The Gemara
answers
it.
No, the Gemara doesn't answer it.
Davashaminyan
is not.
Says it means that even if Besen serves man, you need the specific hat of Besen.
Oh, so that means exactly. It's like this. And Tais is very busy with it. It's a big shmooze in the Rishonim about the Shad. But it's a chiddush dig of Shat and Rashi that Rashi is coming to say that even.
You still need it.
Even though it was clearly 3 days, you still need a hat. If you see the Gemara Shabbos, it's a whole not for now.
Rashi explains it here pretty good. Rashi, where he tells us, okay,
but yeah, okay.
Who says this? Maybe there's a Mrs. Aina that you had to go back and nothing to do.
Like, you know your time in prison ends. They still need the people to finally say and sign the papers and say now you can go free.
Right. Murray's asking a good question. He's asking that, who says that has to do with the mitzvah of Puravu? That's why they have to go back to their wives. It's just that you get married, you mechuyev to do tashmish with your wife. It's one of the obligations you mechuyev to. So who says that has anything with children?
Meaning v'kshuva, you have to.
Yeah, that's one of the three things.
Who says the purpose is for children?
Yeah. Okay. When you have children, you're not mechuyev, right? You're still mechuyev, I know. You have certain times, maybe once a week. Shabbos, Leil Tefila, Yishchaydish. We spoke about 2 days ago. Right? So there's certain times that you're mechuyiv. So, it's b'chlal to tell you that the chiyiv is as children.
It says in the Torah, when by gracious and by Noach.
I understand, but here we come after the Torah.
When Noach went out of the cave, Hashem said,
I understand. He had children, I don't know. He went to him after Mount Tayyar. You want to know?
How do you know Shuvah L'Aleichem means to have children?
That's the question. Post the question.
Shuvah L'Aleichem for sure means go back to return to your wife.
To return to your houses. Right. Okay. So we didn't know anything about children. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. It's a long mashal, if it was something to say. Yeah, okay. Then we'll move on. Yachi, if so what are you telling me? Even though there's really two psukim, but we're telling you the second pasuk was needed for something else. So Yachi, kol chada v'chada nami, name mishum milsa isni yachi. Milsa isni. Maybe the other psukim, the other seven mitzvahs that was repeated in Sinai, and we said, therefore, since it was repeated, therefore the Goyim do it and we do it. It says twice. No, maybe the reason why it was repeated was something else. to teach you, Rashi explains, I have a desire to teach you which misa to give him, like Gila Arayas, to tell you which Einish, who and who. So therefore, each one also, so therefore maybe Gayim shouldn't be mechayev in it, because there's a reason why the Torah repeats it. And for the Gemara, Hachi Kama. Azhara mehada or Mr.
The Gemara should explain that, like each one.
I know. You need Rashi, yeah. The Gemara just says, maybe it was set for something, and maybe not. I mean, Rashi explains that it's teaching you the Einish. So, Zakti Gemara, Azhara, Hachi Kama. Azhara mehada or Mr. Balamali. Why does the Torah need to say over, repeat the Azhara? It's not just only that it repeats the Einish, it repeats the Azhara by Sinai also. We said yesterday, we said yesterday that the only time that there's a pasuk that said before Matan Torah and not after Matan Torah was only Gid Anasha, and that's why, and what was that? Yaakov Avinu when he was fighting with Sashal Esav. So that's the only time that it says beforehand and not afterwards, and therefore the Yidin HaMachayiv in it and not the guy. Zakti Gemara, what do you mean? The way we just said now, these psukim also, Hani Nami, Lo Yisni. These psukim also just said beforehand, Ayah was said afterwards also, but we said afterwards, was teaching you a different din, Bismila. Afterwards, we're teaching you Shabbos, Piyavirba. Afterwards, we're teaching you.
What's the kashya? Why is this Ein Lanu Ela Gedan Osha? It's
not only that. It's not only Gedan Osha.
It doesn't have
another time.
There's no enough Kamin al Halacha.
No.
Meaning the file is wrong.
But the truth is, it's not the truth.
Okay, so the Goyim don't need to do.
Right, the Goyim don't need to do.
That's what he said, they don't need to do.
But the Gemara says that the only time we have that it was said before Sinai, not after Sinai, was Gidan Asha. No, we have Mila, even though it was said after Sinai, but we use the Pasuk for something else. And Pevirivya, even though it was said after Sinai.
But there's no detail, so it's different.
What do you mean?
It's different between when Yaakov was fighting. It's different. Because here's new details.
Oh, that's the Gemara's text.
Yes, and for the Gemara, I'm just summarizing.
Yeah, okay. So for the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Hani Yisni the Shul Milsa Ba'alma. Hala Yisni Klab. By Gid Anasha, nothing was said. It was said only beforehand. There was nothing afterwards. Masha'in came by Mila and Pei V'Yibya. There was something said. It was just we use it for a different purpose. But there was something said. So the Gemara, when it said, just Gid Anasha, it meant just Gid Anasha for that was completely only said beforehand.
The Rabban and Arden Rabbi Yehuda, why does Mark keep saying that the Celeste Gemara say nothing? Because we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabban and Arden.
So, the Master of the Gemara over there said, Gidan Ashali Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda's masking to this also. That's my right. Iba Yisayim, Mila, answering the original question, that. About the original question of Mila that it was said twice. But the Gemara and Tzagayim Shemim Mechayiv. Mila meikar la'Avram uduka mizit le'yachmana. Mila in the beginning was only told to Avram. Like it says, v'atez b'yisi tishma atav v'zeracha achrecha l'dereysa. And we say atav v'zeracha en inushachini lo'y. So it was only told to Avram. So since it was only told to Avram, you can't ask me that it was said before Matan Torah and it was said after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, it was only said to Avram.
What does Atav Zeracha mean?
You and your children.
Meaning only
Avram and his children.
Not the other but it continues. It says
only your children.
That it says in your generations. Go.
Only you.
Right, but you're limiting anybody else. It's not the seven
not
children.
Only his lineage is what
right.
Only. But Gid Anasha is also for.
No, Gid Anasha. We're out of Gid Anasha. We had a question, the original question of today. We said that Klal Yisrael was Mechayiv after Matan Torah, and it was said before Matan Torah. So if it was by both, so we said that Goyim should still be Mechayiv. The Torah says, before Matan Torah, it wasn't said for everyone, it was just said for Avraham and his children. So the Gemara, L'ma'at b'nei Yisrael l'chayiveh.
It said, but then it said at Matan Torah
too,
or no?
Yeah, it was said after Matan Torah, but it wasn't beforehand. It wasn't said only for it wasn't said for Bnei Noach. It was only said for Avraham. It was never said for Bnei Noach. Okay, but let Bnei Yishmael l'chayv, let the heirs be chayv, because it says Avraham and his children. Now they do it, but they're not mechuyim in it. It says that Yitzchak should be called your child, and that's Mamayit, not Yishmael. The Gemara Bnei Esav L'chayve. Esav is a child of Yitzchak. So all the children of Esav should be machayiv. And we see they're not machayiv. It's like Gemara, be Yitzchak. It says, be Yitzchak, v'loy kol Yitzchak. Within Yitzchak, which means part of Yitzchak. And that's Yaakov and not Esav.
So if it wasn't
said
to Noach, then it's not
going to
be included.
Yeah, we wish
Noach
be
machayiv. So
they're not. No, I'm saying, so how could we be talking about Gira Noach? Gira Noach was said to Yaakov. It wasn't said to, it's not part of
Bnei
Noach either. I'm saying.
Why are you saying it? It doesn't say Dafka Yaakov. Here, there's a pasuk, Akka. Only you.
Maybe it means Esav and not Yaakov.
Oh, good question. Maybe it means Esav and not Yaakov. How do you know it goes over to Yaakov?
Because
Yaakov got some William Tyrus. Yaakov got the brokers. Yaakov got everything. Yeah, some of us don't know this. Avraham had a second wife, a third wife. He married Keturah. He had 6 children from her.
Oh.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot more cousins.
I guess so.
Okay, so.
I haven't seen him in quite some time.
Yeah. They might be a neighbor. So,
those people like to kill you more. Yeah. They don't think that you're a brother.
So they shouldn't be mechuyev.
Who say they are?
Oh, who says they are? Yeah, who says the mechuyev?
We just said kibi yitzchak yikarel chazar. So daf kibi yitzchak. Nobody else.
Again, ha'ama zaktima ha'ama b'yisiv ayavim v'yitem b'yisiv ninyaz b'yisiv yafet l'yabiz b'nik efet gemar l'yabiz b'nik tu that they are mechuyev. They're talking mechuyev. You're asking what was the question? So it's machlekes in the Rishayim.
The pasuk says that Avram did all zavad mosa. So why should his bnei keturah be any less?
That's the question.
Right.
That's the most question. No, he's explaining the most question. Don't answer him.
Okay.
So I'm saying that because that is a rebbe. Then my bai, then my view, then my yah. Adam Rishayim, the first person in the world, lehut leh basal achili, wasn't able to eat meat. Tchsev lachem gi ala achla ulechol chayas saaretz. It should be eaten for you, and all the animals should also eat. V'loy chayes ha'aretz lachem. Not that you should eat the animals; the animals should eat just like you. So Adam Rishon was not able to eat meat. Ukshabo b'nei Noach hitil lahem. When b'nei Noach came along, and he lived till 900 years, more than that, and even without protein. What? Yeah. Well, maybe Arabs have protein. Ukshabo b'nei Noach hitil lahem, and b'nei Noach came along and it was mutter to them. Shanema, Kiyek, no. Kiyek, Esav Nasati Lachem, Eskal. So he was able to eat, just like he's able to eat grass, he's able to eat animals, meat, against the vegetarians. The same way you're allowed to eat grass, you're allowed to eat meat, from B'nai Noach and on. Okay? Yochel lo yehei, Eva Menachai, Noach Boy. You would think that he could eat even menachay tamal leima, ach basa benafshe damay loisechelu. You can eat live animals. Yeah. So the more yachal af l'shatzim, you would think even menachay should be asa even for bugs. Tamal leima ach is mayit. No, that you can you could eat. You only asa from an animal and not from a bug. So the mayit talmuda. Where do you see to be mayit ach is mayit bugs? Amavuna, that bugs you could eat. Amavuna damai, misha damai chalak mipsare. By meat, by animals, the blood is separate from the meat. Yatsu shratzim, shein damam chalak mipsaram, the blood is within the meat. Okay? You knew that? Okay, here's a new scientist. Okay, that blood is separate from the meat by animal. But in the meat by a shot.
Sorry, the Gemara doesn't mean physically. The Gemara means lahalacha.
No, the Gemara means physically. It's the truth. Of physics. It says about meisve.
Well, it says a pasuk. You get out the blood.
Because he's squeezing the bones. About meisve, duvid gasaya. It says that the Bereshit told Adam and Rishon, you should rule over the fish in the ocean. So my lav la'achila. Doesn't that mean that you could eat it? What does it mean, rule over it? If you can't, what else could you rule over fish? So the more loy lemalacha, you could tell it to work for you. So the more you ever had a fish teaching you, giving, doing work for you, the dogim b'nei malacha nenu, dogim do work for you. Could they work?
Yeah. The dolphins
work.
Yeah. They have whales. They teach tricks too. They teach whales tricks.
Actually, the military, they say that. Even in the Israel military, there was a cute member.
They train
the sonar. The sonar.
Okay, so I know what to tell you.
5,000 years ago, we didn't have that.
What?
5,000 years ago, we didn't have submarines.
Well, Iran or whatever, they were accusing Israel of doing all sorts of things with the animals. That were, I guess, I'm sure they, with what they were saying, but there's something to what they were saying. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll give you, the Gemara has a bad explanation. The Gemara says that, dog in the name of Allah, and the bar, if you were manig, if you, and they're working for you, you put them together, and the is out kalayim. Shabita is a fish, Iza is a aze.
What's a shibut?
Shibut is a fish.
And it was on the land? It was able to walk?
No. It was in the water. And it was connected to an animal. Because they plow together. They tie together, and the
harness
them. Yeah.
Harness
the fish together with the
animal.
With the animal.
One's in the ocean and one's in the...
Yeah, they're walking
side
together.
Side by side.
Let's say you had a creek.
Oh, okay. That's a little... Okay. Thank you for
free. Yeah.
The Gemara's not explaining how, though. The Gemara's saying we have a...
Rechava asked this question. Right. So you see, that's possible that an animal, a fish, will work for you. Right. Toshma. There's another pasuk. It says, in the same pasuk, actually, that Hashem said, told Adam Yishen, you should rule over the birds. What does it mean, rule over? Ma'alav la'achila. What else do you rule over birds if not eat it? Could birds do work for you? Dosh, if you plowed with birds. The question over there is, are you mechuyif to give them to eat? When the animal works for you, you have to let him eat. You can't close his mouth. So are you mechuyif to let these birds eat while they're working for you? So you see, they work for you. Another pasuk, the same pasuk. It says, you see that you could have an animal working for you. Avram told Adam, you're going to rule over the animals. In fact, the Gemara, animals can't work for you. Behemoths work for you. Animal, could you have a lion working for you? So the Gemara, Ahul Asriya Nachash. It's coming to teach you to be ma'aba a snake. Das, the Tanya, Lintner Ba'asib, Shim Be Manasi Ayman, Chaval, woe is to us, sorry to us, Al Shamish Gadush Avad Min Ayla. We had a great Shamish servant that was lost from the world. Shalomale, Niskalkal Nachash, if the Nachash wouldn't have done the chait, wouldn't have sinned, Kol Echad Echad Min Yisrael, everyone from the Yidden, Hayim is Damel Hashem Nachashim, would have two snakes, Taivim, two good snakes. Echad Meshagel Tzav, Echad Meshagel Adon. One goes to Tzav and one goes to Adon. Lavilay Sandalvainim, Sandalvainim, Taivim, precious stones. Avonim Taivis Magalis, pearls. They would bring him good, the snakes had legs and they would walk and they would bring him.
What do we need gems and stones for? What do we need that? If we didn't have the faith, what do we need? What do we need all these stones and these precious things for? What did Adam need this thing for?
So he could put it on your wife's bracelet.
Okay.
But it has no value.
It has no value.
I had the same passion by the Yamsa. Yeah, the thing. Here's the Yamsa. They were going to trade her to Saul. Who needed money? They were sitting there getting business to Yam. It was because they were used to it before.
They knew about it.
The Matthias and the Bria.
No, but
there was always a hunger for money, Rabbi.
But they were going to work the land. They were going to have to start commerce and everything in Israel. But here it's.
They always want the money.
Okay.
The
Jews, we always.
That's it. Elishim Avshilan Ritzua Tachas Navai. You would tie a string underneath his tail. He would do all the schlepping for you. Okay, so you see that the animals are used for work. And now we lost it. Fine. Talking about Meisvei, another question. Adam Yishim Meisvei Gan Eden. Adam Yishim was sitting in Gan Eden. The Malachim were roasting meat for him. They were sifting wine for him. Hitches by Nachash. The Nachash, the snake, saw. And he saw and discovered that Adam Yishim is getting. Can you imagine? Malachi Yeshua is a working for him. When he's gone and he got jealous. So what do you see from there? That there was meat. He was able to eat meat before Noyach. Adam Rishon was able to eat meat. So how come you tell me Adam Rishon wasn't able to eat meat?
It's like the man.
They were talking about meat. They came down for Shemayim. So Gemara, meat, kabasa, yayin, and Shemayim. Is this such a thing that meat comes down for Shemayim? In, we have a story called of Shimon Chalafta. Shimon Chalafta, Avik Azabuch, he was going on the road. Pogaboy Hanuch Ayusa. Lions came attacking him. They were hungry. You can imagine. So what did he say? So he said this pasuk. So what happened? Two pieces of meat came down from Shemayim. One they ate, and one they left over. So he took it with him, and he brought it to Bismadish. Boy, Eloi asked, Dava Tomei Uzai, Dava Tar. Can I eat this piece of meat? Is this something that comes from Shemayim? Is Tar or Tomei? Amalei in Dava Tomei. So ain't Dava Tomei Yayin Shemayim. Nothing bad, nothing Tomei comes down from Shemayim.
Tar Lev Shemayim. Maybe down here it's not.
No,
it's but
not,
you
can't.
How do you know it's
Kishachtim?
How do you know?
I don't know.
Because
can't be
they can't
eat it.
You can't, right? Now, I just have a question before we go back to him. So again, so Adam Rishon was asa to meat, but if it comes up from Shemayim, he's muta to meat. That means it wasn't really, the issa wasn't on the meat. The issa was on chayes. To eat animals.
And,
yeah, to eat animals that are here. Because they had the same power as Adam.
The issa was to kill the animals.
So once it came down, there's no problem at all. If something looked like a chamar, is that going to be mutter or not? That's a tomatiga animal. So it means you're right. If meat just came down by itself, no problem. But if a chamar came down, could you eat it or not? Amaloi, yad nala, you're shaita. Oh, Amile, I told you, ain't dava tomatiga animal. I don't care what it looks like. Nothing tomatiga animal. Okay.
How much time did...